Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
College football analyst for PFF. He joins us every Friday at 8 o'clock, and his name is Max Chadwick, and he joins us now. Max, what's going on?
How you guys doing?
We are, it is a newfound happiness over this city. Maybe not for me directly, but over the city with the signing of Joe Flacco. Basically, everybody reimagining and rekindling the love that was here in 2023.
Yeah, it makes sense, right? He had that magical run when Deshaun Watson went down with an injury. Well, obviously, led him all the way to the playoffs even. So it makes sense that Browns fans are happy that he's back. I don't think obviously answers the question who the starting quarterback's going to be that much. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do on draft night, but definitely is a fun signing for sure.
Let's start Joe Flacco, Max. If you look at him over the last couple of years, in 2023 behind a really good Browns defense, and last year alongside Anthony Richardson, is that a starting caliber quarterback in the NFL still right now in his current state?
I don't think so, unfortunately. I think in a pinch he could start some games for you, but if you're going into the season with him as your week one starter, I think that's an issue, right? So I don't think he's a starting caliber quarterback. I think he's more of a backup quarterback who, like I said, he's experienced enough. He can run the offense that if your starter does go down with an injury, like it happened with Deshaun Watson, he could come in and fill in and play at an adequate enough level.
Right, so let's try to read the tea leaves a little bit with the Browns. You obviously go through, you make this signing with Kirk Cousins still on the table and with a couple of other veteran quarterbacks available to you, right? Like they were rumored around Carson Wentz. That was something that, picked up a little bit of traction a couple of weeks ago. And you're obviously still looking for a quarterback probably no matter what at some point in the draft. Is Joe Flacco enough to change your mindset if you're the Browns and what you're doing at the top of the draft or even down at 33 when looking at a quarterback?
Not really, no, because I think at the top of the draft, they're probably not even taking a quarterback. I would imagine they're not taking Shador Sanders. They're probably looking at either Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter right now. It sounds like Travis Hunter might be the favorite there. So I look at number 33 overall then and think of a guy like, say, Jackson Dart, if he's managed to slip there. It seems like he might be going in the first round, but if he slips to 33, maybe they trade up from 33. Jalen Milroe, another option there at 33. Maybe a little bit later in the draft, they grab a guy like Will Howard, keeping the state of Ohio. That's possible. I think what Joe Flacco does is he has a veteran leadership in the locker room. He's been around the block for a very, very long time and playing in the NFL for, 17 years now, right? So it's been a very long time Joe Flacco's been in the league. He could teach the young quarterback, whoever that might be, some tricks, right? So I think that this is a good signing, not only because he was a hero in Cleveland a couple of years ago, but also because he could be a good veteran presence for whatever rookie they decide to draft in this year's draft.
So as you look at so week one starter, I think honestly, if you want me to lay down and maybe put on the tinfoil hat, I imagine this goes down. It comes down to Joe Flacco as the week one starter, if I had to guess. But it's framed as a quarterback competition that he wins out. It's not going to be they're committing to him for the season, right? Even having him in the room and opening up the opportunity that You sort of quiet the noise around him and then allow a rookie quarterback that you either draft in the first round by trading back up at two, or if you take him at 33 or in the second round, you almost allow him to cook a little bit more for a couple of weeks, maybe 4 or 6 weeks, and then get that guy. Is that a realistic thing on the table? Or you think if you're drafting a guy that early, you're basically starting him right now with what's available?
No, I think especially if you don't take one at number two overall, if you take him at number 33 or late in the first round, I think you're absolutely probably going in with the expectation that either Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett or whoever, if they do get Kirk Cousins, could come in and be the quarterback for as long as possible. And then when you think the rookie is ready, or if Joe Flacco, whoever's not doing it for you, then maybe you give the rookie a try a few weeks into the season. That's probably the best case scenario for Cleveland right now. I don't know if they want to take a quarterback that I think is day one ready. Like, I think the two guys I feel pretty comfortable starting week one are probably Cam Ward and Shador Sanders. I don't think they'll end up with either of those two guys, right? So maybe honestly, it might be possible that Travis Hunter, they think at number two overall, maybe they think his teammate, Shador Sanders, later in the first round, they trade up to get him because it sounds like he might be slipping a little bit. Maybe not now with the New Orleans Saints news. But, yeah, that could be a fascinating one. But, yeah, I think for sure that they could be looking at maybe Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett starting week one and then a rookie taking over later on in the season.
Max, with Joe in the room, obviously as a potential mentor, is it important that if you're the Browns looking for a quarterback to develop, looking for a rookie quarterback, that he almost emulates the style and the gameplay of Flacco to a degree? You know, like, is it basically ruling out a guy like Jalen Milroe, or is everybody still on the table? Is that something that matters at the NFL level for these guys, or is a veteran quarterback enough?
No, I don't think they're going to change their draft rankings based off the Joe Flacco signing. I think even like, say, a guy like Jalen Milroe, for example, even though he's kind of the polar opposite from Joe Flacco, that actually might be a good thing for Jalen Milroe, considering there's so much development needed with his mechanics and just seeing the field at an NFL quarterback level. Joe Flacco, you know, has that down, right? So he could be teaching Jalen Milroe, in addition to Kevin Stefanski and all the other coaches they have, he could be almost like a pseudo coach for a guy like Jalen Milroe, too, who I think needs that kind of development. So I don't think it's really going to affect him at all. And, yeah, I think they probably are going into the draft with some quarterback rankings to probably stick to after the Joe Flacco signing.
Max Chadwick, college football analyst for PFF, with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. While we're on the topic of Jalen Milroe, I did want to sort of get the insight because he had the workout in the Browns. I think it was the Browns and the Saints both said it was incredibly impressive. How do you weigh the difference looking at a guy like Milroe? And if you're the Browns specifically, going back and looking at 2023, the connection that you had with Tommy Rees and how well he played that season versus what was a more disappointing this season in 2024, how do you balance the two and weigh it in your evaluation if you're the Browns?
Yeah, I think it's important to look at multiple years, especially if a guy's been starting for multiple years, right? Because there are times where a guy has one great year or one bad year, and you don't want to just go off that, and you know, because he could rebound from that, or he could not be as good as what he showed that last year, right, too. So I think it's multiple years of production that Jalen Milroe has that you're looking at right now. So, yeah, I think it's definitely it's a part of the evaluation process, and it should be a part of the evaluation process to see how he does in multiple years as a starter. So, yeah, I think that's probably what Cleveland's looking at right now is both 2023 and 2024, especially with the, like I said, the Tommy Rees connection for sure.
Is it, again, it's sort of, and it's going to sound almost as a repeat question, but I think you'll get where I'm trying to push this. You have Kenny Pickett, you have Joe Flacco. Add in the possibility that you could put another veteran in there. Is that enough patchwork and piecing together to almost forego the quarterback spot in 2025 and look forward to 2026? Is that enough to get you there? And in the early outlook in the draft, is it feasible and is it worth it?
I think if you sign Kirk Cousins, it might be enough to get by the season. I think Cleveland out. Listen, I think any Browns fans expecting to compete next year are not doing the right thing. I think Cleveland fully expects and maybe even intends on being one of the worst teams in the NFL next year. Like they could tank and maybe get a better quarterback prospect next year because it sounds like they're not going to take one number two overall. Maybe they wait for. Maybe Arch Manning decides to come out next year or Cade Klubnik or somebody else in next year's quarterback class. That is probably what Cleveland's plan is right now. So maybe they sign Kirk Cousins. Yeah, maybe they forego a quarterback altogether and they try to build up the rest of the supporting cast so that when they are, you know, one of the worst teams in the NFL next year, and they are able to grab one of the top quarterbacks next year, that they have a better environment for him to succeed in.
Max, if you're sitting there at 33 and you're the Browns and you don't go quarterback in the first round and you're getting sort of toward the tail end of that first, even if you're halfway through, more likely that you end up sitting at 33 and taking a quarterback that falls to you if you're looking at that spot, or more likely that you trade back up into the first and try to get somebody who slipped, or even just try to nab that fifth year option?
I would say it depends on the quarterback. If Shador Sanders is somehow falling, you know, into the teens, for example, if I'm Cleveland, I'm very much thinking about going up and getting him. But if it's a guy like Jackson Dart, that's a guy I'd rather have fall into my lap at 33 than trade up to get him. So that's kind of how I would answer that. If it depends on the quarterback. If it's Shador Sanders, I would trade up and try to, you know, go up and get him because I think he can be a franchise quarterback. But if it's Jackson Dart or Jalen Milroe, I would not trade up into the first round to grab either of those guys probably.
You mentioned the Saints a little bit earlier on. I think they're a fascinating case now with Derek Carr potentially needing shoulder surgery, could put his season ability in the doubt. Is there a quarterback right now that you look at? Is it instantly Shador Sanders, or is Jackson Dart? I know they've had a lot of interest in him between Kellen Moore being basically in Ole Miss for the pro day, making sure he's there watching him. Is there a chance Jackson Dart goes ahead of Shador at 9 if it's the Saints specifically?
Yeah, definitely possible. I think the Saints, you know, any NFL team could have Dart above Shador Sanders. I don't personally, but that doesn't mean my board is the same as all 32 NFL teams, right? So I definitely have heard rumblings that Jackson Dart is above Shador on some big boards, and maybe they can surprise some people and take him at number 9 overall. I mean, if I was the Saints, I'd probably take Shador at number 9, but I definitely think that Jackson Dart is definitely an option for them at number 9 overall.
Is the Derek Carr injury enough to almost guarantee the Saints are going to be looking quarterback early on if it does come to be true and he does need the surgery? Or do you think that there's a possibility they basically sit this down, either look to a veteran or try to roll with Spencer Rattler?
I wouldn't say guarantee, but if he is out for the season, I would be surprised if they didn't spend one of their premium picks. Maybe even if it's not number 9 overall, maybe, you know, later on in day 2, if they will spend one of those picks on a quarterback, just to have something in there. But yeah, I think, and also there are another team like the Browns that they're probably fully expecting to tank next year and be one of the worst teams in the NFL. And then grab, honestly, next year's quarterback class, the Saints actually have a couple options that have ties to the franchise. Like Arch Manning is the grandson of Archie Manning, who's probably the second best Saints quarterback of all time behind Drew Brees. And then also Garrett Nussmeier, the LSU quarterback, who's also a very, very good and talented player. He is the son of Doug Nussmeier, who's currently the offensive coordinator for the New Orleans Saints, right? So those are two guys I think that they're probably looking at next year and saying, okay, if we wait this year, build up the supporting cast, maybe next year in 2026, we can grab either of those two guys, or maybe even another guy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
2026 class.
Max, I wanted to get your insight. Max Chadwick, PFF college football analyst with us here on the hotline. I did want to get your insight because we've seen sort of the first time, at least of anything notable, that we're ever seeing this. Nico Iamaliava of Tennessee sort of deciding to forego the early spring practice sessions in what's being reported as sort of a battle of contracts going down in the NIL world. Is this good for college football in your eyes, or is this a dangerous and slippery slope now that we're entering into?
I don't necessarily think it's as, you know, dangerous as some people make it out to be. I understand the frustrations with some of it for people, but like, you got to think about it. Like, hey, a coach has an unbelievable season at a program. Immediately after, he's looking for a contract renegotiation, right? So I think it's kind of similar to that, and we got to start thinking about it like that too. So it makes some sense, but I understand how people get a little bit ticked off with it. But again, like, this is how the system is right now, and unless they make some drastic changes to the system, players should be doing this, right? They should be trying to take advantage of it and make as much money as possible. So I don't fault Nico at all for this move. It's just kind of the way the system is, and he's kind of taking advantage of it right now.
All right, Max, I'll get you out of here on this. Contracts in college football and the idea that NIL evolves into it, is that something that you could see happening in the future? And again, is it something that you would view as good for college football, or is putting a cap on this thing, again, something that maybe it doesn't pan out the best for the format that's there?
I think it's probably good, you know, because I think some people are getting upset with players leaving after 1 or 2 years for the transfer portal and all that. So if you sign them to a multi-year deal, that could be good. So, yeah, I think that's probably the logical next step for college football, is to try out a contract system like the pros and see how that works out, see if any changes happen or any fixes happen in the sport. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think that contracts are probably what they're probably going to be doing in the next few years or so.
All right, Max, as always, I appreciate you setting aside the time and joining us. And we're only a couple of weeks away, from finally figuring out what goes down. And we'll be excited to talk to you again when it happens. And as always, next Friday. Thanks, Max.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.